In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
It's been a beautiful day, though. Thanks for tuning in to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right. We're here. We're live. And we're coming to you from the Relaxed and Comfort Studios. That's right. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock. I hope you'll be with us until 8 o'clock. And then there's a big event going on at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be telling you about that, talking about it periodically throughout the show. All right. Yes, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And, of course, on our sister station on Sunday nights, we simulcast on 1520 WBZW. And, of course, also on the internet at AM660TheAnswer.com. Or, of course, you can go to our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And while you're there, register for a great prize drawing we're going to be doing on November the 7th. And November the 7th just got even better. I'll tell you why in a little while. And, of course, on your Alexa devices and smart devices. And you can still download, and it is still free, the Answer Orlando app. All right. Yes, sir, it is Sunday night. That means the firm foundation of the American Adversaries Radio Show is here in person live. And he, even though he is, there's less of him, not in mind or spirit, but in body, and that is Aubrey Kahn.
I'm more concentrated.
More concentrated, yeah. The concentrated version. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist version, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, and our number once again is 407-774-8255. Got a lot to talk about tonight. The local rag, the Orlando Sentinel, came out with its endorsements. We had previewed this the other night, Thursday night, I think it was. Maybe it was Wednesday night. But anyway, they came out in print today, so we'll make some comments about that. And tomorrow, early voting starts. You can go to your local early voting site, most of the libraries, and, of course, the voting supervisors' offices, and the sample ballots have gone out. So we'll be talking about some of that stuff. We'll be talking about Khashoggi, or however you want to pronounce it, developments that have come out over the weekend. The foreign minister gave an exclusive interview to Bret Baier of Fox and gave a formal, shall we say, explanation, and we'll delve into that and its plausibility. And also, the Mooch. Yeah, the Mooch, Scaramucci, is out with a book, and it's interesting, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Everybody's going to want to write a book and make some money off this administration, isn't that something, except for President Trump.
Because he keeps donating his salary, amongst other things.
But
at least he made some money recently.
Yeah, and how so?
Oh, Stormy Daniels has to pay his legal fees.
Well, theoretically, he's just breaking even on that deal. He's not actually making any money. But
look at the publicity he got.
Yeah, and it's all because he called her a horse face, not because he won that suit.
Yeah, why is he insulting inanimate animals?
To be more accurate, he didn't win the lawsuit. It was thrown out by the judge.
Yeah.
So, and of course, Avenatti has said he will appeal, but I would imagine he'll be doing it even more so pro bono, since there's no money there.
He's doing it for one reason only. He intends to run president.
Let him. Everybody has the right to. And that's the beauty of our country. And if he wants to get in the arena and get knocked around a little bit, well, I'm all right with that.
Hey.
All right. So
between him and Pocahontas.
Yeah. All right. So the divas will not be here in force. We'll have one diva with us. That is Kathy Santomassino. She'll be joining us at 6 o'clock. However, Patricia Summerlin, our California Gorgeous Lady of Wrestling, they are in their final rehearsals for the Gorgeous Lady of Wrestling musical, the Glow musical, which will be going presented live in Los Angeles this week. And we wish her a broken leg and all that good stuff. And then she'll be back with us next Sunday night with a review. So it sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm sure this is going to be, we'll have to find a, hey, Jeff, maybe you can find out in the meantime, is this going to be on Facebook or something where people can watch it live? Do you happen to know?
Honestly, I don't know, but it's funny that she said break a leg because I was joking with her. I was like, wait a minute, you're a wrestler.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, of course, that's how you say it in the show biz.
Yeah, I know.
We get that information. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. We're not up on the Titan Cave Cam tonight, but we will be back up on the Titan Cave Cam this week, and it will be far better reception. You won't have the pixelation in the video, nor the crackling and static in the audio. So it's going to be uptown tonight this week with the Titan Cave Cam. All right, so tonight at 8 o'clock after our show, and we still, you know, encourage you to listen to Mark Walters with Armed American Radio and maybe Devo, the gubernatorial debate, which is going on CNN, the Florida governor's debate between Ron DeSantis, of course, and Andrew Gillum. And no, none of the other candidates who are running will be there. This is a serious debate. It's believe the last one that they're going to have. And as I said, early voting starts tomorrow, and people have already been voting by absentee ballot, and the people overseas in the military had already gotten their ballots as well. So the voting has already started, but nonetheless, the vast majority of us have not yet voted, and that process will begin tomorrow. So this is a timely debate. I do encourage you to watch it either live or, you know, tape it and then watch it later, but I do encourage you to watch it. I know most of you have already made up your mind, but we will be better informed going forward to try to encourage others to vote for Ron DeSantis. And by the way, the president yesterday gave him a ringing endorsement, a couple of them actually, on Twitter. And so any hard feelings there may have been about the Puerto Rican issue, about how many people died down there or not, or have gone by the wayside, and they're down to business. I do not know for sure, but I highly anticipate. As a matter of fact, I'd make a healthy bet on the fact that President Trump will be in Florida, and I would guess somewhere in Central Florida, perhaps Tampa, perhaps Orlando, or both, or maybe Daytona Beach. I do believe, though, he will land in Central Florida either later this week or early next week. And he'll be in Texas, by the way, tomorrow for a rally with Ted Cruz. And Cruz has now opened up a healthy lead against Beto, the ghetto O'Rourke, who hasn't got an ounce of blood of
integrity,
and nor that Hispanic blood, nor integrity in his skinny carcass.
Yeah, his name's Robert.
Right, exactly. Robert O'Rourke.
Yeah, I'm going to place a bet that he loses.
Yeah, right. So, but that's, you know, that's the nature of politics. If you can get away with it, hey, all right. But he's being called on that, and he's not going to win that race. However, the Democrats are holding out hope that he will make such a good showing that he will still have a future in the party. I guess with a name like that, you can go anywhere in the country and run, right?
Beto.
Yeah, Beto.
I say?
Let's say Beto could become, maybe we should have a contest. What would be a nickname for Beto O'Rourke if he were like go to California and run? I guess in California it might still be the same thing. But how about if he were to go to Chicago, Chicago and run, right? He couldn't be Beto O'Rourke in Chicago.
No.
No, he'd have to be Shaquem O'Rourke, right? Shaq O'Rourke. They'd call him Shaq O'Rourke for short. All right, so 8 o'clock gubernatorial debate on CNN. And it should be interesting. You know, Ron DeSantis has been running a pretty low-profile campaign. He was, as a matter of fact, he was in Central Florida just yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But you wouldn't have known it because he came and went with very little fanfare. One protester did manage to figure it out and showed up, to my understanding. But it is a tactic they have decided to take. And it is a tactic that they believe will win the race. This year, it may work. And in years past, such a low-profile campaign for governor would have been suicidal. It would have been absolutely suicidal. But this isn't a typical campaign season. It hasn't been for 3 or 4 years now, if not longer than that, actually. I'd say going way back. Hasn't been normal politics going way back. Can't blame it on Donald Trump. He has just landed in the middle of it, right place at right time, so to speak. But he is taking advantage of it as well while he is there. But the once again, this is a very crucial race down here, and this is one reason why CNN is doing it on prime time on a Sunday night, because this race is being watched all around the country, because just like Beta or Shaq O'Rourke is, you know, one of the hopes. He's the great white slash Hispanic hope for the future. Andrew Gillum is one of the black hopes of the future for the Democratic Party. So they've got a lot of money and a lot of hope vested in this race down here. And it's normally in Florida politics, the governor's race is normally very close anyway. And so, you know, we got to be on our game. We cannot take not one single least little thing for granted. All right. So I want to take a break. When I come back, I've got Richard on the line. We will take his phone call. We will take yours as well throughout the evening at 407-774-8255. If you have any questions about the ballot, we'll try to help you out. I don't know anything about the judges. So what we have done is on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, we have put up the judges recommended locally by Florida Family, and that's Florida FL.
Family.org.
Yeah, FLFamily.org. If you want to go there and see all their other recommendations on amendments and things like that. And we're relying on them because they are an excellent watchdog for conservatives in public office, whether it's judges, candidates, whatever. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the Saudi Arabians got to be over there going, what were we thinking? We'll get back to that here in just a minute. I want to go to Richard on the line first. How you doing tonight, Richard? Thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there.
Yeah. Is this me? Am I up, Chris?
Yes. Yes. Is this Roger?
Yeah, this is Roger, not Richard.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Jeff, that's all right. That's all right. I read the name
wrong.
Yeah.
I thought he might have said that wrong.
That's okay.
How you doing, Titans? Another great day to be part of the GOP creating jobs. The Democrats creating mobs, eh?
Exactly. That's right.
maybe we ought to call that a Trump tag, not a wimpy little snowflake hashtag.
You got that right.
What do you think?
You know it. You know it.
Yeah. Run that up, like, we'll see who salutes. I think that sounds better. Trump tag still. Hashtag. Anyway.
I like that. Trump tag.
Yeah. You mentioned the Orlando Slant Hall, I think you said. Yeah. About their stuff. I was glad to see yesterday they had an article on, is it Schaefer, the Democrat that's running for sheriff?
Yes, the one who's been arrested like a dozen times or something like that.
Yeah, a dozen, 18 times. I've heard different number.
I'm sorry. 13 times. We want to be accurate here.
Oh, okay. Well,
but who's counting?
That's not a good number.
But who's counting?
That's not a good number either. So
yeah, exactly.
So, if you didn't see the article they had yesterday, they were saying that he had several of his campaign checks had bounced and they hadn't been able to locate him to serve him on it yet.
Well, if he gets elected, maybe he'll show up at the swearing-in ceremony and then they can arrest him.
I was really surprised the Orlando Slant would print something like that.
Well, they have to. It's out there, and there is some fear out there that Mina and Lopez could kind of cancel each other out, and people not knowing who this other guy is would want to vote for him. As a matter of fact, today there was a follow-on article. This is by one of their columnists, Scott Maxwell, and his column today is entitled "The Race: The One Race I Won't Cast a Ballot in This Year." And he talks about this sheriff's race. He doesn't like Lopez or Mina because neither one of them wants a citizens review board to review shootings and things like that involving the sheriff's department, which they do have at the Orlando Police Department. And so he's against both of them for that. And I guess there's some fear out there that there may be enough of that anger that people will vote for him, not really understanding who he is. So now they've got themselves backed into a bit of a corner here. And the only out for them is what Maxwell has taken today, and that is not to vote in that race at all. And unfortunately, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice, and it will have a bearing on that race. You know, if they're that much fear of this other guy, you just knuckle down and vote for Mina or Lopez. Yeah. Now, I've recommended on our website to vote for Lopez.
Right, that Democrat, he's first on the ballot. A lot of times people just vote for the first one.
Especially if they know the other two and don't like the other two. And now in Mina's case, there is some resentment in the community here because of the way he handled the Pulse attack and by holding his officers out while it was going on, while people were still being shot and people bled to death in there. And then also the more recent incident where you had that father who shot his own two kids and two other children, and then the next day he killed himself. And Mina sat there, you know, had his officers sit there for 24 hours on that while the kids were evidently shot in the meantime. May have been shot at the very start of the incident. And matter of fact, it looks like it had been, so it may not have made a difference. But You know, when you sort of get stuck with a label of, you know, delay, and that does seem to be your philosophy in handling these situations, that may not be what the community wants in a sheriff. I think Joe Lopez has got the credentials that a person needs to be sheriff, in 30 years as a state trooper, including executive positions, including, you know, all the various forms of law enforcement. I think he's got what the job takes. So, I've looked at other, and by the way, he's been endorsed by Sheriff Kevin Berry, who was a longtime serving and popular sheriff here in Central Florida. So, why I'm going that way. But that's part of the problem that the Democrats now have, is that they've got this scoundrel running for sheriff, and they've created an environment, or there at least there is an environment where there's an offhand, and it's way, you know, the odds are extremely high against this, but there is an offhanded chance that the guy could actually win. So, yeah, I mean, there are stranger things that are happening, you know, we'll see what happens, but that's what I believe is going on in that situation. They've got to get out in front of this.
We've got to pray against them winning.
Yeah.
God's hands, so.
Yep.
In our hands, get out and mark those ballots. So.
You got it.
All the Army, get out and do those ballots.
You got it, man.
Get the right people in.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Roger.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed one.
Yeah. You too. All right, I wanted to, we'll get back to the local stuff and state politics here shortly, but I want to talk a little bit about the Saudi Arabian situation, because the pressure is mounting on President Trump to do something about this, and it's got to be heavy-handed. It's got to be serious. We can't be having this. And this story that the Saudis have come up with is just a cock and bull story, and it's unbelievable. And there are more calls from more individuals for the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to be replaced. And even one of the individuals who was fired is being named as the person who should be taking his place. This is meddling that we are best not to do. First of all, the story that the foreign minister presented is every bit as believable as anything that we've heard up to this point. Here's the problem for the Saudi Arabians. They lied to begin with. And let me put it this way. There was lying going on to begin with. And that's a difficult thing to sort out, get around, correct. And that's what they're trying to do right now. And I believe their story is plausible. Does that mean it is true? No. Does that mean it could be true? Yes. Does that mean that it should be considered a possibility? Yes. And is it being given that consideration? Not so far. So let me tell you what I'm talking about here. Let me kind of explain. The Saudi Arabian foreign minister, a guy named Adel Al-Jubail, he is Al-Jubail, he's calling for short. Al-Jubail spoke, as I said earlier, in an exclusive interview with Brett Baer yesterday, and it was rebroadcast today, and it's been pieces of it have been broadcast around, where he talks about serious mistakes have been made, a tremendous mistake was made. They admit that the guy was killed inside the consulate. They are investigating as to the cause of death. They are working on an assumption that he was killed in a fight. Now, a lot of people are just discounting this out of hand. They're saying, the guy was 59 years old. He's not going to get in a fight. As soon as he gets in a fight, he's going to lose. Well, from what we know otherwise, that it comports with what we'd already heard. and that is that as soon as he got in there, there it was quote-unquote an interrogation or something gone wrong. And that he was very quickly subdued and killed. I would imagine, now Khashoggi was from Saudi Arabia. He was a Saudi Arabian citizen. He went to school with Osama bin Laden. He was a high school buddy with Osama bin Laden. Yeah, that guy. Right? Now, that doesn't mean he was al-Qaeda, but it just means that he knows people in Saudi Arabia. And he recognizes people, especially high-profile people, in security in the government. He'll know them when he sees them. So I'm pretty sure as soon as he walked into that consulate and they closed the door behind him and he looked around, or maybe the next door he went into, and he looked around and he saw who was there waiting on him, I'm pretty damn sure he tried to get the hell out of there. He was like, give me three steps, baby, give me three steps towards the door, and you'll never see me no more. Unfortunately, that door was shut and locked, and I'm quite certain there was some kind of struggle that went on. The man was fighting for his life. He knew what was going on. He knew they were either going to drug him and put him on a plane and send him back to Saudi Arabia, where he did not want to go, or that they were going to kill him right then and there. And knowing that, he's not just going to say, Allah, here, my arms are high, now stick the sword right here.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump says he has some negotiating to do as he pulls out of a landmark arms control agreement because Russia is cheating, he says, by violating the pact and is preventing the U.S. from developing new weapons. The 1987 pact, which helps protect the security of the U.S. and its allies in Europe and the Far East, prohibits the U.S. and Russia from possessing, producing, or test flying a ground-launched cruise missile with a range of 300 to 3,400 miles. The death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and his country's claim it happened during a brawl inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, roiling the international community. The EU says the emerging details are deeply troubling and that a thorough, credible, and transparent investigation is needed. About 30 hospitalized after a floor collapsed during a party at a condo clubhouse in South Carolina near Clemson. Dozens of people tumbled into the basement while partygoers were jumping to a popular song. For more details, SRNnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly.
personally, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live on a Sunday night, and we thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate that. It has been a beautiful weekend. How about it? Finally, a little fall weather there, Aubrey Khan.
I know. It's amazing.
And it's about time, too. I am Christopher Hart. That's Aubrey Khan, and Jeff's on the bridge, 407-774-8255. You're listening to the American Adversaries coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio. And, yeah, it was nice to have a little bit of fall weather blow in. And I was watching a little college football yesterday, though, and in Michigan there was a lightning thunderstorm going on, so they had to delay the game between Michigan and Michigan State. Right. So they went to a game between, I think it was Illinois and Wisconsin, being played in Wisconsin, and it was snowing. And it was then, and the broadcaster's going, "What's this going on? It's snowing in October. I know it's Wisconsin, but this is October." So it just depends on which part of the country you're in as to whether it's hot or cold, right? All right. Anyway, hopefully we got a hot topic going right here. We're talking about the situation with this Jamal Khashoggi, and this is it's very serious in the sense that there's a lot of people who are demanding things that the Saudi Arabian government is going to resist. And that's going to create tension. Anytime you do that, it creates tension. And this is a time when there were a lot of, and are still a lot of positive things going on in the Middle East. And that kind of tension just, you know, complicates it. It's a complicated situation even more.
Yeah, but, you know, the Democrats look upon this as an opportunity to score points.
Well, I can almost understand it. Even though in the old days, you know, politics supposedly stopped at the shore of the border.
Right.
But those days are over. But, you know, them being politicians, you got to kind of expect it from them.
Yeah, okay? They don't mind stirring the pot and causing trouble between Saudi Arabia and the United States because they're not in power right now. They don't care about the relationship and how it's going to affect the entire populace.
Well, you have to understand, too, that there's a lot of them that don't like the relationship to begin with. They don't think that we should be doing business with Saudi Arabia. A lot of them obviously think we should be doing business with Iran, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, so that you have that on the left. And once again, I can understand that because it's politics. This is the nature of the game. And very seldom do you expect the other side to go meekly and quietly in the night as you conduct a policy. So, unfortunately, the Republicans, we're used to do that a lot more often than not. But then that brings me to the Republicans, who are, once again, the problem in this situation, because they should be counseling for patience, as the president has been. "Oh, what do you mean? They lied for 18 days. Rah, rah, rah." But this is, once again, this is a very tricky situation. And as I've been pointing out on the show over these last 8 or 10 days especially, what we're witnessing here is some very tricky internal Saudi Arabian power struggles going on, or one ultimate power struggle. And it has to do with the future of Saudi Arabia. And it's going to be very serious, and it's going to, the way they play politics over there is a lot more brutal than the way we do.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So,
they're a dictatorship.
Right.
They're a kingdom.
They're a monarchy. That's right. According to the foreign minister. So let me get back to his interview. And we're talking about Foreign Minister Al Jubail. And he, very soft-spoken individual, did not get, you know, rattled by any of the questions. And Bret Baier, you know, was... Bret Baier, I mean, he's an excellent interviewer, but he's not an in-your-face kind of guy. And so he, you know, it was he posed some very serious questions, and Al Jubail did his best to answer them. And he did admit, once again, that this was a tremendous, serious mistake. And he said that they're going to do everything that they can to, obviously, bring the perpetrators to justice. Bret Baier, of course, asked, did the Crown Prince himself know? And Al Jubail said, at this point, there is no evidence to indicate that he does, that he did, I should say. And what they also admitted was that there was a standing order to the intelligence officials of Saudi Arabia to bring dissidents back to the kingdom. And that's where the problem began, because what they are, what Al Jubail is saying is that certain individuals in the security department stepped beyond what they should have done and made this mistake, and that it was they who tried to cover it up. It is like a, let's just say, a son trying to impress his father, you know, and then he goes out and he does something that makes the father angry and look bad. And so the son tries to deny that he actually did it. And then eventually the truth comes out and the father looks bad because it was the father's son who did it. And so why didn't the father know, or did the father tell his son to do it? Okay, that's a loose analogy of what we're talking about here. And what they're claiming is that these intelligence people ordered this guy to be returned to the kingdom or disposed of, evidently, and that went beyond the spirit of the order to bring these people back to the kingdom, to repatriate them. All right, maybe we're splitting hairs or not, but does that mean that the Crown Prince knew that these people were going to single out Khashoggi and do this to him? No. There has yet been any proof brought forth. It's only the assumptions that the Crown Prince knew. He must have known. And by the way, the foreign minister today addressed the fact that, yes, indeed, some of these individuals who were, and by the way, they have detained, they said, in other words, they have arrested 18 individuals, and they are being questioned, or however they're doing this. And they are the ones who are facing some sort of responsibility. Some would call it being singled out as scapegoats. Maybe, maybe not. But what they're doing is they're building a wall of plausible deniability between the king and the crown prince and what went on in Turkey. And here's the problem for the West. They're going to be stuck with the decision whether or not to believe it. And the problem we have right now is so many people are making assumptions that will never be able to be proven nor disproven. That being mainly that the Crown Prince ordered this, or that Jared Kushner, which is a charge being slung around by this Democratic congressman that even he's had to back off of, that Jared Kushner had given the Crown Prince a hit list of individuals. That is a bunch of BS. And so there's been a whole lot of BS in this whole thing. And the Turks evidently have also been spewing a little bit of their own BS. At least that's according to Mike Pompeo. Did you see where he said, you know, that the Turks...
The Turks lied to a straight out lied because they said they'd shown him the transcripts and they'd played him the video.
The tape.
The audio.
Right.
And he denies it.
Right.
Who are we going to believe?
Well, now they say that they're going to come out with their quote-unquote report on Tuesday. And they have shown a great deal of reluctance to release any of the audio tape. Because here's the problem that the Turks have, and I pointed this out on the show a week or so ago. And that is that, how did they hear this? Right? How is it that the Turks heard this? Now, we all know that, you know, that everybody's trying to spy on one another and listen in on one another. But the problem that the Turks created for themselves is as soon as they let this information out that they had this quote-unquote recording, or that meant that they had the capability and the motivation to be spying on the Saudi Arabians in a fashion that perhaps even the Saudi Arabians or no one else understood that they had that type of capability.
Well, that's...
So this is a very revealing thing that the Turks have, they're trying to reveal as much as they would like without revealing too much. But the problem is you can't reveal anything of this sort without revealing too much. They've already revealed that they have some pretty significant listening capabilities, and has nothing to do with the man's iPhone and iWatch and all that.
That's what they're claiming.
Yeah, because they're trying not to let on that they had the capability of listening in, if there is such a tape. So it is a situation where, once again, The Saudi Arabians, as I said, are building a wall of plausible deniability between the king and the crown prince and the incident. And it's going to be a situation where, and as I said, the Republicans are creating a much tougher situation for the president because there are all these demands. Oh, no, the crown prince knew. He knew. Yeah, we saw these guys photographed with him in Houston and Silicon Valley. They were hanging out with him. Well, it's like I would imagine that their security detail is at least somewhat like the Secret Service in the sense that it is quite large. And a lot of them may not be, at least in that political system, as loyal as they should be, or perhaps they are too loyal. What the foreign minister, in essence, was arguing is that these people were too enthusiastically carrying out the wishes of the crown prince. And they got carried away, and this guy ended up getting killed. They didn't know what to do about it. They realized that they had screwed up royally, and no pun intended, children, more or less, caught in a situation where they knew nothing else to do but just simply deny it until finally, you know, they couldn't deny it anymore. And that's the situation that they're in now. And once again, if this foreign minister is correct, it is quite possible that these people were not, they were denying it to the kingdom primarily. So it's once again when you jump to conclusions, when you make assumptions, you're getting into some. You're walking on very, very thin ice. All right. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour, but we still got another 2 hours to go. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, the debate, the governor's debate at 8 on CNN. All right. And if you miss it, we'll be talking about it tomorrow night and Trump 2020 Club Tuesday as well, I'm sure. And by the way, Randy Ross's foot got... it is very slow to heal, so the relief efforts for the panhandle have had to been delayed, and we'll keep you updated on that, though. But to wish him well, because that foot is healing very slowly. We'll be right back.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving, I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes, I got friends in low places, yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. Got a girl.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk, the honky-tonk. All right, welcome back. As I said, to the American Adversaries, 407-774-8255 is the number. Just a couple more things about this Jamal Khashoggi thing. These calls for the changes and, to, you know, the crown prince over there demands, I should say, and demands like Rand Paul made today. And I bless Rand Paul's heart. He's like his dad. You know, we don't want any kind of foreign involvement. There's little as very possible. And he's calling, the, you know, to, you know, suspend the arms sales and basically make drastic reductions in our relationship with the Saudi Arabians. These things are short-sighted wisdom. It may sound good, you know, it may be up on our high horse, you know, why we're better than this.
But in fact, the foreign policy experts are admitting that, that President Trump is the one who's being, quote unquote, the most honest here. And what they mean by that is he's the one who's been saying, hey, whoa, 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 wait a minute now, wait a minute. You know, you got to understand that this is very complicated, the arrangement that we've had, not just with Saudi Arabia, but what's going on in the Middle East. And we can't just at the drop of a hat here, you know, make radical changes without being very prudent in doing so. And to jump to conclusions and to pile on is not wise in this situation. And I do believe that there is more likelihood of truth in the Saudi Arabians' story than not. I do believe that that there were some rogue players here, and that they thought that they very well may have thought that they were doing the bidding of the crown prince. But what they have actually done is they have put the crown prince obviously in a very precarious situation. So they have not done him any favors at all. I don't think that the crown prince was stupid enough to think that he would be able to get away with this sort of thing, to have ordered it directly. This is the assumption. This is the assumption that these folks and people like Lindsey Graham and others are making. And I think that it is incorrect. And I think that they would be better off to take the president's approach, and that is to be have cautious patience, but demand answers and explanations, and if at all possible, proof. So this is a situation, by the way, we'll take up again tomorrow night with Abe Katzman, who will be joining us live from Jerusalem. By the way, he's just written an excellent article, and I'll make sure we post that up prior to our interview with Abe. So it is, I said, once again, a situation where the president is the one here who is being most honest. And he said last night, now the Washington Post, he had an interview late last night with the Washington Post, and he said he's been presented with no proof that the crown prince knew, nor has he been presented with any proof that the crown prince did not know. And therein lies the quandary, because I do not believe there will ever be any proof that the crown prince knew, nor any proof, definitive proof, that the crown prince did not. And once again, that's why I say it is short-sighted wisdom to come out with all these demands. Oh, he's got to go. He's got to go. You know, he's cut off the arms sales. You know, make him pull out of Yemen. You know, this is a tragic war that's going on in Yemen. And that's very much true. It is a very tragic situation which is going on in Yemen. But it has to do with Iranian-backed rebels who were overthrowing the government in Yemen, and Yemen being right there on the border of Saudi Arabia, they didn't think it was such a good idea to have the Iranians and Iranian rebels and members of the Revolutionary Guard right there on their border. So it's not an easy situation that their demands indicate, would seem to indicate.
Yeah, if we just got out of there, it'd be okay. Well, they'd have to stop fighting in Yemen, and they'd have to quit killing journalists. Yeah,
boy, that'd really show them, wouldn't it? Huh. No, they'd turn around and they'd show us. And so, we're in a far better situation as far as energy goes. But may I remind you that oil is a globally traded commodity, just like gold. And so if they decide to drive the price up worldwide, it's going to drive the price up here in America, whether we're producing our own energy or not, because the demand for the energy is going to skyrocket. And supply and demand, the price will follow it. And by the way, we just got a nice little break in the price of gasoline. Did you notice that? It went down about 10 or 15 cents over the last couple of weeks. Well, if these fools keep pushing, that all can be jeopardized. And I'm not saying this guy's life, you know, should be just, you know, we're going to, you know, wash our hands of the whole matter. you know, there will be repercussions. As I said, there's going to be people made responsible, whether they truly were or not. So, as I said, at the end of the day, there will be a report, and it will, in essence, exonerate the crown prince and the king, and it will be left up to the West whether or not to accept it. And the longer they build up this case against it before it even really fully comes out, the worse it's going to be in the long run. So they need to sit down, shut up, and listen to the president. All right. By the way, Scaramucci has got a new book out, Anthony Scaramucci. And in the book, he pretty much confirms some of the stuff that Bob Woodward said in his book. Not so much the stuff about Trump losing it, but the stuff about his, for instance, his chief of staff, John Kelly, that John Kelly has said the things about the president that Woodward claims in his book, calling him an idiot and stuff like that, which John Kelly has adamantly denied. And also, according to Scaramucci this morning, he said that General John Kelly, United States Marines, is prone to, as he put it, hissy fits.
I can just imagine a Marine having a hissy fit.
Well, you know, they called Norman Schwarzkopf Stormin' Norman.
Right.
Now, I don't think that they would characterize what he did as a hissy fit.
No.
But what Scaramucci indicated, both he said and indicated in that statement, is that there is a gulf between the thinking of a Marine Corps general and civilian workers in the White House, and that the way he tries to run the White House is very much like a Marine Corps general would try to do it, and that doesn't go over a whole lot with the civilian workers there.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently there was a shouting match between General Kelly and John Bolton this past week, having to do with some things that Bolton had said to the Department of Homeland Security chief, Kirsten... I'm forgetting her last name.
But Gillibrand.
No, that's the senator from New York to Hillary Clinton's place. Anyway, we'll get back with this on the other side. But it would appear that John Kelly has maybe been a source of leaks all along. Is he maybe anonymous? We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105. Passion, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump says he will exit a landmark arms control agreement because Russia is violating the pact and it's preventing the U.S. from developing new weapons.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
The 1987 deal prohibits the U.S. and Russia from possessing, producing, or test flying a ground-launched cruise missile with a range of 300 to 3,400 miles. Meanwhile, the midterms right around the corner, and President Trump is out campaigning for Republican candidates. It was Nevada last night. President Trump will be in Houston on Monday, Wisconsin on Wednesday, the 24th, and Charlotte, North Carolina on Friday, the 26th. Also at townhall.com, the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group is acknowledging an airstrike on a mosque in Syria last week. Here's Ben Thomas.
The coalition says the strike targeted an Islamic State group command and control center and killed a dozen fighters. It says while the law of war protects mosques, the use of the building as a headquarters by the Islamic State group caused it to lose that protected status. It says only Islamic State fighters were present at the time. The statement did not acknowledge or refute reports from Syrian state media and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights that there were civilians killed along with IS fighters. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Loretta Lynn says she's doing much better after a brief hospital visit to treat an illness that kept her from attending a CMT tribute to her and other female country artists. She posted a message on Facebook, said she's feeling better and resting at home. The 86-year-old just released a new album called Wouldn't It Be Great. It's the Dodgers and the Red Sox in the World Series. First game Tuesday night at 8:09 Eastern Time. Townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Heard loud and clear saying we ain't going to take this nonsense anymore starting tomorrow, because early voting starts tomorrow here in Central Florida. That's right, folks. The time is here again. And time is here again for hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show, right here live as we can be on a Sunday night. Thank you so very much for being with us. We really appreciate it. Beautiful autumn evening here in Central Florida, finally. Going to have some autumn weather this week.
And autumn!
All right, that is Aubrey Kahn. And joining us in the studio is Kathy Santomassino.
Hello, Chris.
And I am Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge, 407-774-8255 is the number. All right, just another reminder, and we'll do this again periodically through the show. We'll even talk about this race a little bit here in a few minutes. The gubernatorial, that is the governor's race for Florida, is going to be, there's going to be a debate tonight at 8 on CNN. So the governor's debate at 8 on CNN, and we recommend that you do take it in. And if there are people out there who are undecided, please let them know that they can watch this and perhaps help them make up their mind. This should be Ron DeSantis's strong suit to be in a debate. He did pretty well in the first debate that the two had together. There had been three scheduled. They canceled one because of the hurricane, and it appears as though this will be the final debate. As I said, early voting starts tomorrow, so please do get out and vote and have your voice heard loud and clear. Speaking of voices being heard loud and clear,
as we went into the break there, I was talking about the new book out by Anthony Scaramucci, and I'm sorry, I thought I wrote the title down, but I do not see it here in my notes. Oh, no, I did. Here it is. It's called The Blue Collar President. And, of course, it's about President Trump. And this is another background story, so I'll be interested, actually, to get a copy and read the book. So I'll be looking for it at Costco here in the next couple of weeks. But anyway, that's where I get my books. Anyway, The Blue Collar President is about the campaign and how Anthony Scaramucci was brought on board. You know, he was brought on board as a financier of the campaign, and he worked closely with others in the campaign to help the president get elected. Early on, he was supporting another candidate, but he had met after he met with President Trump. He got the idea that Trump's was the train to be on, and he was right about that. But he also was talking this morning, as I said, about General John Kelly, and about how the way General Kelly runs things kind of runs against the way President Trump likes to do things. The way Scaramucci characterized it is Trump is a freewheeling executive. Right. And you know, a Marine Corps general is hardly anything like a freewheeler. He is much more organized, much more rigid, and that their styles in a way conflict in the White House. Scaramucci does think that the president needs a chief of staff, but that John Kelly is not the right one. And as we went to the break, I was positing the idea that perhaps General John Kelly is anonymous. And you don't think so, you said, huh?
No, I think it's someone in the DOJ, personally.
Hey, it could be. It could very well be. What Scaramucci was saying is that John Kelly is not as loyal to the president as he would have us believe.
Yeah, but you know, he's a general.
Yeah.
And there's a certain oath that you take when you're in the military, being a Air Force brat myself.
Right.
And I really don't think he would breach that. I think he has way too much class. However, there's something going on between Trump and Rosenstein. And I believe that he's setting something up. I'm talking about Trump, of course, for after the midterms. He's playing nice right now with him.
Yeah, well,
but something is going on behind the scenes.
I would not be surprised to see General John Kelly leave before Rod Rosenstein, because, as I said, Trump has been more and more comfortable with being president, and their styles, and I can see where Scaramucci's right about this, that their styles are, you know, opposed to one another. Trump, you know, as I said, he's a freewheeler. He's the entrepreneurial thinking kind of guy. And these kind of people, for people who are, you know, meticulous about schedules and things of that nature and being in on everything, that can rub them the wrong way. And I can see where John Kelly is probably feels threatened by anybody else having, you know, close contact with the president without him knowing about it, without him being in on it. And yet the president is the kind of guy that's going to happen. It may just happen because of the moment. It may happen because he wants to talk to somebody outside of Kelly's earshot. And I can see where there's definitely could be some friction there. So we'll see what happens. But the Mooch is, as I said, has got this new book out, and he wasn't not very complimentary about some of the folks in the White House. And of course he admitted that he does have, you know, a bit of an axe to grind with John Kelly because of the way that Kelly handled his firing. And he resented that because of the role that he did play in getting the president elected. Basically, you know, he was gathered up and marched out of the White House and very unceremoniously and in an undignified fashion, in his opinion. And
well, there's
so,
no dignified way to fire anybody, is there?
Yes and no. I believe that indeed there are more dignified ways than others. But it's all in how you feel when it happens to you, right? So obviously Scaramucci has some hard feelings there. He admitted as such, but he also said that he felt that Woodward got a lot of his information from John Kelly, and that the things that John Kelly said, according to Woodward in the book, were evidently, according to Scaramucci, very believable, and from what he knew, most likely true. So we'll see what happens with that. The president, as I said, is in full control of not only his faculties, but of the job. And I'm sure that he could find an excellent replacement should he decide to do so with John Kelly and Rod Rosenstein, for that matter. And there may be a total house cleaning in the White House. Are in their staff and in the Justice Department after the election. We shall see.
Have you noticed Chris Rudy Giuliani has kind of fallen off the radar?
He has, because it appears as though the Mueller thing is closing up shop. It appears as though it is not as crucial for him to be out there, that the issue of whether or not the president was going to testify or not, that seems to have gone to the back burner, if not gone away totally. From what we understand, some questions were written questions were given to the White House counsel for the president to write his responses to, with the presumption that they could have follow-ups. And if that process has already taken place, there's not much else Herr Mueller can do. So it may very well be that things are winding down, and there has not been from the prosecution or even from the Democrats a whole lot for Giuliani to bite into recently.
Yeah.
Plus, he's been out on the campaign trail.
Right. But, I think the Democrats are laying low with the Russian collusion right now because it didn't work for so long. They're looking for something else.
I think they're looking for a
Ford
way out.
The thing didn't work.
Yeah, and
they're looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
If they had the goods on Trump, they would have released that report before the midterms.
I'm pretty certain they would have. And there's not going to be a report released before 2 weeks from Tuesday. Mueller's not going to do that. He evidently is in the process of preparing the report. And by the way, the report may not ever see the light of day. It will go to the Justice Department. In fact, it will go directly to Rod Rosenstein, and it will be up to them and him to decide what to do with it. And if they decide not to release it to the public, it will not be released to the public. Obviously, everybody's going to want to know what's in it. So eventually, I'm sure details will leak out, but they are not required to release it to the public. In the meantime, the caravan has broken through the Mexican southern border. Mexico yesterday started processing people in. Some of them sought asylum in Mexico, political asylum in Mexico, which they have, they have that's part of their choice. It's one of their options. And that generally would mean that they intend to stay in Mexico. Mexico, however, also issued what they call 45-day free passage visas to, quote-unquote, some of the caravan. And these are the type of visas that they all seek because it allows them to go go all the way through Mexico to the northern border with the United States, and presumably that's what they are going to do. As a matter of fact, Fox had a guy there right there on the border today interviewing a guy, one of the members of the caravan. Oh, he wants to go to America to earn money to send it back to his family in El Salvador, or I think it was Honduras. Oh, that's just great. That's what we need, is an illegal coming here to our country, taking a job from an American citizen, mm-hmm. and sending that money back out of the country. That's really what we need. He was on his way to a little town where Mexicans, liberal Mexicans or whatever, actually helped them get to the northern border. They'll put them in pickup trucks and haul them up there. Mm-hmm. This is how it works. Probably for money and maybe rob them along the way. Who knows? And we know that many of the women, once they somewhere along the process, may very well be likely subject to sexual harassment in the form of being molested or raped. And it doesn't matter how old they are. So it's not a situation that should be allowed to happen. And yet Mexico seems to be allowing some of this to happen. Meanwhile, overnight, some of the other caravan goers decided that they didn't want to wait. So there was this particular bridge, if you saw pictures, that they were all kind of packed on this bridge. Well, they decided that they were just going to go over the side of the bridge or go to the one end and go down into the water, and they came up with some little rafts and stuff and went across the river and entered Mexico that way. And evidently the Mexican authorities were not able to do anything about it. And as I said, when they get into Mexico, there are people in Mexico, Mexicans, and I would imagine Americans, who are there prepared to help them along the way. And if they're lucky, they find, you know, a good-hearted liberal who's not going to rob them, rape them, or kill them. And they get to where they want to go, and then we're stuck with the problem.
I have a feeling there's also some American attorneys stationed in Mexico that are looking for some legal loopholes to bring them over the border.
They, in fact, are on they're along the border. That's what happens when they get to the northern border, our southern border, the Mexican northern border. But you also have religious organizations.
I was just going to say
that. Go down
that.
There
churches.
And help out. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, thinking that they're, you know, being good people. And in fact, what they're doing is perpetuating a serious problem and not doing anybody any favors. In the meantime, we have to take a break. We come back. We'll talk about the political ramifications of this because it appears as though these people are going to be arriving on our southern border as early voting is going on all across the country leading right up to Election Day. So we'll talk about what that means when we get back.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Yes, sir.
That's where I fell in love. Where the stars
keep your day job, Chris.
Play. And south of the border. Wonder,
Taco Bell.
South of the border.
Leave it a Frank, buddy.
Down Mexico way.
No, that's Dean Martin, isn't it?
That's Sinatra. All right. Thanks for tuning in tonight. He's going, what is he doing with the bump music tonight? Yeah, we got country. Now we got the big band.
Old
Blue Eyes. South of the border, you know, down Mexico way. The caravan is on the way, and it is not as cohesive as it was approaching the Mexican border, but I presume that they will regroup now that a number of them have entered Mexico. And come once again as a caravan towards America. Also, prior to the influx yesterday, some of them had indeed turned back to go back to Honduras. Perhaps now they will turn back again and start heading north again, now that they've perhaps heard that some have gotten across the river and others have been accepted into the country by Mexico. But then there's the politics of this. Of course, they're heading for the border, and it won't be long before some of them arrive at the border, and we'll have the same pictures that we had, what was it, just a couple of months ago, when you had people like sitting on the wall and, yeah, and stuff like that. And, of course, the Democrats have been hoping that this sort of thing will result in what do you got, an ant on you?
Some big bug was just on me.
I think you might, when you parked out there, these big old carpenter ants, they fall out of those oak trees, you mm-hmm. know, outside. Oh. So be careful. Okay, anyway, she's got ants in her pants.
I do. I literally do.
So I knew what I was saying wasn't all that, ground shattering that she stood up to dance. The president has been quite adamant that these folks will not be allowed in. If they want, you know, if they want to try to come in the country illegally, they can make the attempts to come in legally, but they will not be allowed to come in illegally. And he intends to stop them at the border. We've all heard his threat that he will send the military down there if necessary. So we'll see how it plays out. The politics are such that the Democrats are realizing that however this happened, whether it was organized by liberal groups or not, it is very much like the Kavanaugh thing. It is working to the president's and the Republicans' advantage to have this event go on right now in the midst of an election.
Isn't it funny how all these events happen? And it's sort of like God has ordained
divine intervention.
These incidents to happen when they happen.
Divine intervention.
It's so bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like a free campaign ad for Trump.
Well, it is in a way. It is, but I do believe that, you know, the hand of God is all over our country's history. There's no question about it. And in our individual lives as well, whether we like it or not. And that, that's part of the reason why he's president.
Chris, I just want to interject one thing. I'm thinking, my mother and my dad embraced their citizenship. And I think when you have to earn it, it's much more intrinsic value to you as a citizen. And I'm thinking all these naturalized citizens in the U.S. are seeing this play out and thinking they don't have a right to negate what work I put into earning my citizenship.
See, but the thing is people in these caravans who are coming here in these caravans, they don't really want to be citizens of the United States.
No, they're just coming here for the money.
Right, and to take advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm. But they don't earn it.
No, they don't intend to earn anything. All they intend to earn is some wages that they can send back to Honduras. That's all they intend to earn. And some of them don't even intend to do that.
Right.
They just intend to live off of the government dollars.
Oh,
they're going to mooch.
The motivation to come here is entirely different than when your parents came here and when Aubrey came here and when most people who come here today legally come here. They want to be a part of the American experience, and they want to become Americans. These individuals don't. They want to be Hondurans in America. They want to be Guatemalans in America.
And they want to bring their culture with them.
They don't want to assimilate.
No.
No, exactly.
Right.
All they want is welfare.
They want freebies.
That's it.
And to flee, many of them, the really nasty situations because they live in, how did the president say it, in S-hole countries?
Yeah.
All right. That's why they come here, because they live in S-hole countries. And instead of cleaning up their own backyard, which is obviously very difficult, they'd rather come up here and take advantage of the nice living we have going on up here.
Well, it's just like Californians.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're leaving California because they've ruined that country.
Exactly.
Well, that state, and they're moving to Arizona and Texas.
All right, well, and to get back to the politics of it, okay? Their motivations are one thing. The politics of this is entirely different. The politics of this is going to work to the president's advantage, and it's going to work to the advantage of people like Ron DeSantis. Now, how is that so? Well, for one, he's being endorsed by President Trump. He's being associated with President Trump. And the more enthusiasm people have for President Trump, it will rub off on him, and thank God of it. And also, though, I suspect that it may come up in the debate tonight, or it may not. CNN may not want to touch this hot potato.
Well, CNN probably won't want to because they want to touch the things that will bring Gillum votes.
Well, this, in their mind, might bring Gillum votes. This is the whole point. Mm-hmm. Because, see, Gillum is for making Florida a sanctuary state.
Right.
True.
Now, if CNN thinks that that can help him, they'll bring it up. If they think it'll hurt him, they won't. Now, DeSantis, I hope, will, regardless of the fact whether it is prompted by a direct question by CNN or not. He needs to bring this up at some point in the debate tonight, which is going to be on at 8 o'clock
and
as soon as our show is over on CNN.
I believe
CNN.
The moderator is Jake Tapper, who's not quite far left as some of the other commentators on CNN.
He has his moments of decency, few and far between, but for some of them, they never have them, so I guess you can give him that. And on occasion, he does ask decent questions. So we'll see how it plays out tonight. But this is, it should be a much more prominent issue in the Florida race because Gillum has been so open about wanting to make the state a sanctuary state.
And that's going to hurt him, actually, I think.
Only if it is brought to the public's attention. And that's where the caravan comes in. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I'll guarantee you when President Trump comes to Florida, and he will, he will bring up the fact that Gillum wants this state to be a sanctuary state. And he'll tie it into the caravan.
Yes.
We'll be right back with more.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is again hammering the Democratic Party over that caravan of Honduran migrants marching through Mexico just ahead of midterm elections. The president tweeting Sunday that the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party, he says, who do not respect the immigration laws. He also says Democrats are responsible for the migrants' health and safety since they are encouraging the dangerous trek towards the U.S. President Trump says he's got some negotiating to do as he pulls out of a landmark arms control agreement because Russia is cheating, he says, by violating the 1987 pact and preventing the U.S. from developing new weapons. A train traveling along a popular weekend route in Taiwan derailed, killing at least 18. More than 170 others are hurt. More than 360 passengers were aboard the Paiuma Express as it went from a suburb of Taipei in the north to a city on Taiwan's southeast coast. You're listening to SRN News.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lubnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep? Or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
Oh, yeah, we got it all, don't we? Except she won't be joining us at 7 o'clock because she's in the final rehearsals. That is, of course, Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling. Final rehearsals for the Glow musical, which is going to debut in L.A. this week. So we'll find out the review next week. All right. Welcome back to the show. Got Aubrey Kahn, Kathy Santomassino, and myself, Christopher Hart, in the studio. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, 407-774-8255. We were talking about the caravan is broken through the southern-Mexican border. They're on their way. And the political ramifications of this and how it should be a bigger issue than it already may be here in Florida, because in the governor's race, you have Andrew Gillum, who wants to make the state a sanctuary state, and, of course, Ron DeSantis, who does not. So it is it may come up in the debate tonight. It should come up, especially with the caravan being a topical issue. But I guarantee, as I was saying going into the break, that the president will bring it up when he comes to Florida, which I anticipate is going to be in the very near future. All right, let's go to the phone lines where we got Paul on the line. How you doing, Paul? Thank you for being there tonight. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. It's always one thing after another, isn't it, Chris?
It makes doing the show a little bit easier anyway. Always something to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, I come up with just one thing to say about the caravan. I mean, I looked at the map, and it looks to me like the country of Mexico is about 1,000 miles from the southern border to the northern border.
Correct.
Maybe you double-check that for me, but if that's the case, Chris, since you're experimenting with your bumper music tonight, why don't you find time to play that wonderful song, Walk a Mile in My Shoes?
I'll have Jeff look it up. We'll do it. Walk a mile in my shoes. Except a lot of them be riding in the back of pickup trucks, evidently, as Mexicans and others haul them up towards our border. But and some of them will hitch rides on train. If they come in actually through the gate in Mexico and get one of these 45-day visas, they can hire, a taxi to drive them if they had the money. But I appreciate it, and it certainly is fitting. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for being out
there.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it. By the way, Kathy mentioned the fact that how about the timing of this and the divine intervention, and these sort of strokes of, shall we say, good fortune or blessings in politics are not all that uncommon. And Bill Clinton actually had some pretty good fortune in his career as being president.
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, but he also had things that would pop up that help him get out of trouble. When
Monica
he would get
Lewinsky.
Never mind. As I said, the debate tonight may take that issue up. I'm sure health care will come up in the debate. The red tide, no doubt, will come up in the debate. And by the way, Cocoa Beach got a taste of the red tide yesterday. Evidently, a lot of fish had washed up overnight on the shore over there. And listen, I remember the red tide when I was a kid.
Yeah, we've had it for many, many years.
It's always been here.
Red tide is a naturally occurring phenomenon. It has occurred as long as we've had oceans.
But they want to blame Rick Scott for it.
Right. And I will say this, however, that the practice of pumping water out of Lake Okeechobee into the Gulf of Mexico contributes to the severity of the red tide. It does not necessarily create the red tide, but if the red tide's going on, it makes it worse.
It exacerbates it.
And that has to do that with the way that the Army Corps of Engineers hacked up the southern part of the state into canals and things, primarily in the early part of the last century. And to help the farming community down there and to keep areas from flooding where it could be developed and that sort of thing. But what it did was it really messed up the ability of the natural system to filter water up through the state all the way up to Jacksonville, where it goes out naturally into the Atlantic Ocean.
St. George.
After it has been already filtered by going up the full length of the state.
Don't they say
that has been prevented?
That somehow the photosynthesis process, or when there's too much oxygen, and that somehow messes up the natural balance of the salt water.
It is a situation.
Because it's not salt water, it's fresh water.
Red tide could be akin to a weather situation, like, say, a hurricane, mm-hmm. where when the conditions are right for it, and there are several different factors that have to be occurring at the same time for it to happen. And if all of those things happen, then you get a red tide, which is why most of the time we don't have red tide. But as I said, pumping fresh water into the Gulf Stream exacerbates the problem.
Plus all the fertilizers and stuff.
Right.
A lot of oxygen and polluted water.
It doesn't create the problem, but it makes it worse in the severity and the length of time that it lasts.
When was the last red tide? Do you remember?
They happen. I remember there was
pretty
a severe one.
Year,
there was some degree of it, but I remember the last severe one, the really severe one that I remember was years and years ago.
Yeah, not like this one. This one's
but,
a bad
but this
one's
bad because it's been going on and it's been severe. But it eventually will clear up. And then whoever's the politician at the time will say, yeah, see my plan, clear it up the ocean. All right, let's go to, go back to the phone lines, Rick and then Walter. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
All right, I just want to mention, for a couple of reasons, I think Rick Scott is one of the phoniest politicians who's ever run for office. First, he cut school funding, then all of a sudden he put back the funding he cut. And as far as the environment, I have this article in front of me. He bulldozed a record of environmental protection that Republican and Democratic predecessors spent decades building, weakened the enforcement of environmental laws, cut support for clean water, conservation, and other programs, and made it easier for the biggest polluters and private industries to degrade the state's resources. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to pave his record over by more spending on the environment and, tougher legislation to punish polluters. He's trying to pave over what he did before. He did that with schools, and now he's doing it with the environment. Why would I want him as our senator?
Because he's just like all the rest of them, I guess.
No, really. I mean, to cut environmental regulations is one of the most immoral things I can think of.
No, not necessarily so, because a lot of the regulations that he cut were redundant. They were regulations on top of regulations on top of regulations. The state has already been divided into water districts, like the St. John's River Water District. You have these districts around the state who coordinate and regulate the state's waterways, and you had redundant systems going on at various levels of government, and then he cut some of those back at the state level. And in terms of the funding, well, if you cut back some of those redundant programs, you cut back, in essence, the funding on it as well. And
has
so
it helped the
look,
state
look, that article that you're talking about is a very one-sided article. Has it helped the state? The state's water system is in better shape than it's been in years, and that's primarily because we've gotten a lot more rain than we had in a number of years, and it's the natural cycle of things, and the water is not deteriorated significantly under Rick Scott.
And it shouldn't at all.
I don't think that it has.
I would think that
most water districts would tell you, if they're being honest, that their situation is far improved over what it had been just 5 or 6 years ago. And some of that may be due to the governor or not, but a lot of it, if not all of it, has to do with the influx of rain that we have gotten. So it is a situation that many of these problems, and this is what I was trying to emphasize about the red tide. Now, the red tide, we could affect it, but we can't prevent it. And so to think that politicians can prevent naturally occurring events is plain downright ignorant. And I know you're not an ignorant man, and I'm not trying to suggest that you are. But what that article is preaching is a certain degree of ignorance, because it's not giving you the full story. It's a one-sided article. And then, surprise, surprise, that's the way our media is done. And we just admit that we're coming from one side. They don't. But I know. I appreciate your opinion of Rick Scott. There's a lot of people who don't like him, and I suspect that you're going to vote for him. But I think you're putting too many eggs in the basket of his being responsible for some of these things, and don't really fully understand that the regulations that he was cutting, many of them were just totally redundant or out of date or, in many cases, ineffective.
So why is he putting them back?
He's trying to become a senator.
Right? You basically
answered your own question. He's a politician. Right?
Don't you think polluters should be punished?
Yes, and they were being punished all during his administration. As I said, he did not change things fundamentally. What he did was cut a lot of the red tape, as I said, that was redundant or ineffective. All right? But obviously, we're going to have a difference of opinion on that. But thank you, Rick. I appreciate you calling. All right, I got to take a break. When I come back, I'll take Walter's phone call. We'll take yours as well at 407-774-8255. And that gubernatorial debate is tonight at 8 on CNN. We'll be right back.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined.
ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Song all the politicians are singing tonight. That's right. They want you to want them. They need you to need them, and they need you to vote for them starting tomorrow in early voting if you haven't already gotten an absentee ballot. And you can still request an absentee ballot through your election supervisor's office. In the meantime, you're listening to The American Adversary. Thank you for tuning in. And Walter is on the line. Walter, how are you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Howdy, howdy.
Including, Mr. Aubrey Kahn. I just have a story about my favorite person.
Who's that?
That would be Obscene Walters.
You mean Obscene Maxine?
Obscene Maxine, yes. Oh. Obscene Maxine Walters.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Well, it goes like this. Did you see that in California, where Obscene Waters lives and festers, that somebody has taken an actual billboard, a huge billboard, advertising the new Halloween movie with what's-his-name's face on it, and they actually repainted Mr. Myers' face, and it looks like Obscene
Walters. Oh, I like the touch with the Halloween movie music there. I appreciate that. No, I had not seen that story, but it's fitting.
Yeah, if you go online and Google or search whatever,
yeah,
just put in Halloween billboard changed in California. You will actually see Obscene Waters hanging up there as Michael Myers.
As Michael Myers, the movie.
Hey, Walter.
We got a chore for you for Facebook.
Who sponsored the billboard, do you know?
I imagine it's somebody promoting the new movie.
Yeah, it's a new movie company. And,
okay.
Nice touch, though. Yeah, we'll find that. We'll put it up on Facebook. Thanks for the tip on that.
Cool.
right. Appreciate
it's there.
That. All right. We'll find
Have
it.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you. Thank Bye-bye. You. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate that.
No problem. Bye.
All right. And I like the way he produced
I did
that.
Too.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Now, if speaking of producing things, ladies and gentlemen, we would really, really appreciate it if you would produce a little testimonial video of yourself. And it doesn't have to be elaborate, but if you want to, you know, add a little music to it like Walter did right there, that'd be yeah. really cool, too. And we'd like you to enter a contest, and the grand prize is an iPad Pro with the pencil feature. And you go to theanswerorlando.com, and the story is the keyword, theanswerorlando.com. And the keyword is story. That's where you'll find the rules and how to enter and that sort of thing. Now, the deadline is Tuesday, but we would really, really appreciate it if you would make one of these little testimonials. And what they're looking for is, and this is going to the big wigs of Salem Media Group. And so they're going to the folks in New York and California, and they are evaluating the entries. And once again, you can go to theanswerorlando.com to read the parameters, the rules of the contest, and all of that sort of thing. But the reason why we're asking is because we would love you to make a testimonial. What, as I said, they're looking for is how often you listen to the station, for instance, why you listen to the radio station, what you get out of listening to these radio programming on these stations. That's mainly what they're looking for. How does it make your day better? How does it make your day life? How does it make your life better? Why? Why are you listening, you regular listeners especially, to this programming?
And, Chris, let me interject something. Our listeners are in primetime drive time space, so they're held captive in their car commuting from work. They could say something like, it's the best entertainment on the radio. And we've had, I forgot the gentleman's name who said, he takes the long route home just so he can catch our show. That's kind of the idea we're trying to put out there for the video.
That would be the ideal testimony,
yeah,
absolutely. Something to that effect. I thought you were going to say that they were captive listeners and had nowhere else to go. So if you want to say that too, that's fine. But the way to do it is to send it to go to theanswerorlando.com. But Kathy's right. This is what they're looking for, is why, you know, what you get out of listening to this station. And we have had callers tell us that.
And maybe our show is making you smarter.
Yeah, possibly.
That's the case, that would be wonderful to hear.
That's right. And even if you don't win, and obviously most of you are not going to win, you would be helping us out tremendously. Because, as I said, these entries are, this is being done on a national level. And it would really be cool if our listeners, you folks, sent in so many testimonials that we swamped them. And that would be really nice.
And we'll put them on our webpage as well.
If you want to
give you some notoriety, if you want.
Right, I don't want to complicate it because that's something different. We do not have access to these.
Well, maybe we will.
Okay. No, we do not have access to what you're sending to the corporation. Now, if you want to send us something separately, we can post this up. But we will not be able to see the testimonials that you're sending in. We're not going to have access to them.
And we're not.
No. So if
That's
you want to send,
I
know it's not what you meant, but I want to be very clear about this, okay? Because the rules are very specific, and we have no say whatsoever in who is going to win. And so if you would like to enter, we understand that this is the corporation that's doing this. And this would be a great opportunity for you to tell them why you listen to our show in particular, but also all the other great programming, and encourage them, you know, to continue doing this. And so we would like you to do that. Once again, the deadline, however, is Tuesday. And you go to theanswerorlando.com, and the keyword is story. And once again, it does not have to be at all elaborate. It could just be you talking for a minute or two, looking into your smart device. That's, in essence, all you really need to do. Now, if you want to jazz it up like Walter did with a little music or something like that, that'd be cool, too. Or if you maybe a couple of you want to get together and do something. That I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just telling you what they're looking for, and that if you do it on our behalf, it would be a tremendous help, and we would be very, very appreciative of it. Okay. The As I said, the gubernatorial debate is going on tonight at 8 o'clock on CNN. In the meantime, the Sentinel came out with its endorsements today, and they also did a hit piece. This should make Rick happy because they did a hit. Did you see the local section today? Mm-mm. They did a hit piece on Rick Scott and trying to knock him down because of he's a rich guy and he's got investments. And they also, of course, came out endorsing Bill Nelson, Andrew Gillum, Stephanie Murphy. They did endorse Michael Waltz, the Republican running over in Ron DeSantis' old seat. But other than that, it's pretty much all liberals that they have endorsed. And they have taken, in their endorsements, they took some pot shots at DeSantis, at Mike Miller, and at Rick Scott. So we got out of the Sentinel what we expect to get out of the Sentinel. By the way, an article has been written that our own colleague Hugh Hewitt, who's on here live every day from 6 to 9 a.m., he has the morning drive time slot. Hugh has retweeted this article, and it's about how the media in our nation has historically been biased. And we've talked about this show on a number of occasions, that if you go back and you study the first newspapers in the United States of America, they were political propaganda rags, and they have been that way ever since, and they will always be that way. So the Sentinel is just simply showing us their bias. Their bias is they're a bunch of liberals. And
they're owned by the Chicago Tribune.
And owned by an even bigger liberal corporation. That's exactly right. So, you know, we didn't expect them to be any different, and I don't expect them to ever be any different. And by the way, Walter Cronkite was a flaming liberal, as was Edward R. Murrow. Any notions that there ever was any true objectivity in our news media is nostalgia for a time that never existed. Never existed. Cronkite simply was able to hide it much better than the liberals can today. I mean, even if you listen, if you've watched the three networks, they're operating from the presumption that you believe that their anchors are objective news journalists, not biased, dyed-in-the-wool, flaming liberals that they are. And that's the notion. And yet it is a total misconception, downright. The news about the fake news is even fake news. So don't believe that the Sentinel is pulling the wool over anybody's eyes anymore. But nonetheless, they have come out and endorsed all the liberals in the race. All right. In the meantime, we do have to take another break, but we do have another hour of the show to go. As I said, though, however, when we come back, Sunny will not be joining us from California because she's in final rehearsals for the GLOW musical debuting in Los Angeles this week. So it's a live presentation, and if we find out that they're going to do it on Facebook, we'll certainly put that location up for you so that you can watch it live if you choose to do so. Speaking of live, at 8 o'clock, you got Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, live until 11 o'clock tonight right here on these same stations. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock live, you have the gubernatorial debate at 8 on CNN. So that's the Florida governor's debate, and it may have a bearing on who wins this thing if one of the other of them has a tremendously good or bad evening. And so we'll be here, of course, tomorrow night to talk about it. Abe Katzman will be joining us live from Jerusalem. He's written an excellent new article we'll be talking about. And, of course, we'll also take up the subject of Jamal Khashoggi and the political fallout, both in the United States and Saudi Arabia and perhaps Israel, due to his untimely death. In the meantime, we'll be back on the other side, as I said, with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Don't forget our Facebook page, American Adversaries, and our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can register for our raffle drawing. And we'll tell you about that when we come back, because there's been an added attraction to the Vietnam Wall Memorial. And I'll tell you when we get back.
Youth, opinion, passion, FM 105. passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 7 o'clock.
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. As the midterms quickly approach, President Trump is out around the country supporting Republican candidates. And yesterday in Nevada,
Democrats produce mobs, Republicans produce jobs. That's become hashtag. That's called hashtag. That's a new hashtag. That's a hot one.
President Trump will be in Houston on Monday, Wisconsin on Wednesday, the 24th, and then Charlotte, North Carolina on Friday, the 26th. Meanwhile, President Trump hammering the Democratic Party over the caravan of Honduran migrants marching through Mexico, tweeting that the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party who disregard immigration laws. He also says Democrats are responsible for the migrants' health and safety since they're encouraging the dangerous trek toward the U.S. Also at townhall.com, Uber may put forth an initial public offering early next year that values the ride-hailing business at as much as $120 billion. Jeremy House has more.
The Wall Street Journal reports Uber Technologies received valuation proposals from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. There is no guarantee Uber will fetch that valuation or go public soon. If it does, and at that price, the company would be worth more than Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler combined. There are hurdles facing Uber. In addition to a series of scandals, including workplace sexual harassment, theft of intellectual property, and the ouster of its co-founder, the company is facing increasing competition. Jeremy House reporting.
Congo's military says rebels have killed 15 civilians and have abducted a dozen children in an attack at the center of the latest Ebola outbreak. The violence has again forced the suspension of crucial virus containment efforts, and Congo's health minister is calling it a dark day. First pitch out at 8:09 Eastern Time Tuesday, Game 1 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Red Sox. More at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Yeah.
of the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, for hour number three of our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour. That's right, we're here. We're still live in the Relaxing Comfort Studios enjoying an autumn evening. It actually feels like an autumn evening here in Central Florida.
Yeah, the AC's working.
407-774-8255 is the number. Kathy Santomassino, Aubrey Kahn, and myself, Christopher Hart, are here live, as I said, in the Relaxing Comfort Studios. And once again, remind you, we'll do this another time or two before the show's over, the gubernatorial debate between Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum is tonight at 8 o'clock on CNN. I believe this is going to be the last debate. The middle, the second debate was canceled because of the Hurricane Michael, and so this will be an opportunity for Ron DeSantis to score some points, so to speak. And I had gotten a text earlier where he talks about sanctuary cities and the like being a controversial issue that presumably will come up in the debate tonight. We shall see. The president, I'm sure, will be in or not. I don't know about Orlando. He will be in Florida. I'm pretty sure, but sometime in the next week or so, he'll be in Texas tomorrow campaigning for Ted Cruz, and he'll be here to campaign for Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, whom he gave a thoroughly ringing endorsement to yesterday on Twitter. And so we'll be looking forward to that in the near future. And if he comes to Orlando, I hope you can attend, but you better get there early. Because if you do not, you are not likely to get in.
You have to get tickets regardless.
You have to get tickets, but to get in the ticket does not guarantee you to get right. in. It just means you can get in line and maybe get in if you get to the door before the place gets full. So if he does come to Central Florida, just keep that in mind. In the meantime, you know, Election Day is actually early voting starts tomorrow. And absentee ballots are already out there. Early voting starts tomorrow, though, at your early voting sites, primarily in libraries in the area. UCF will have an early voting site tomorrow, starting tomorrow. And also, of course, the election supervisor's office, where you can still request an absentee ballot if you choose to do so. However you do it, please get out and vote. Election Day, 2 weeks from Tuesday. And then the day after Election Day, you know, life will go on no matter who wins or loses. Hopefully we'll win and be in a celebratory mood, because on November the 7th, we're going to be doing a live remote broadcast from Kitland Park. You're all invited to come out and join us for the opening ceremony of the Vietnam Wall Traveling Memorial. This thing is awesome. I don't know if you've ever seen it before. Have either of you ever seen the Traveling Memorial?
I haven't. Have.
Yes. Yes, sir. I sure have.
This thing is it's like about 100 yards
huge.
Long. It's 3/5 scale of the actual memorial in Washington, D.C.
It is impressive.
Indeed. And by the way, they need volunteers to help assemble the thing early that day, November the 7th. If you would like to help, go to apopkachamber.org, and you'll find information there on how to become a volunteer. And they'll need volunteers to stand with it as well. It will be available and lit 24 hours a day from the evening of the 7th through Veterans Day, and then it will be disassembled and move on. And if you would like to come out and join us for the opening ceremony on the 7th at Kitland Park, we would love to have you join us. By the way, that is when we're going to draw the winner for our raffle drawing, which, and by the way, we just, Sherry, thank you for signing up. She just signed up a little while ago, as well as somebody else just signed up a little while ago, too. So anyway, thank you folks for signing up. And that raffle drawing will be on the 7th. You'll be able to be there and watch us actually do it. And may even pick somebody out of the crowd to draw the winning name. And so that will be on the 7th, and the whole American Adversaries Army will be there. And something else that's going to be there is a 1946 Chevy Hot Rod truck. And this truck goes around to car shows and veterans events all over the place. And it's to honor veterans and active duty military. And they invite veterans to sign the truck. It's already got thousands of veterans' signatures, evidently, on the truck. And they actually ask you to sign the truck. I presume they provide you with a Sharpie or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is
It's being sponsored by the Vietnam War Veteran Tribute Truck Organization. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to tributetruck.org. That's spelled out, tributetruck.org, or signthetruck.org, signthetruck.org. And the truck will be there, and individuals will be there as well with the truck. And if you're a veteran, you will be able to sign this 1946 Chevy Hot Rod truck.
And additional info is on our Facebook page as well.
There you go. All right. And then also commemorating Veterans Day. Now, this is something that this organization has done in the past, and we like to help them out and give it a shout out to these folks, because it's a really excellent thing that they do. It's called Operation Bright Smile, and it's going to be going on the 9th. So this will be that Friday, Friday, November the 9th. This is Veterans Weekend once again. And this is going to be free dental care for veterans, and also free haircuts and things of that nature. They're going to have music and food, T-shirts. It's going to be a lot of fun. And
from 7 to 4 p.m.
7 to 4 p.m., that's right, on Friday the 9th. And it's at the office of Dr. John Gamachia. And he's up here on 450 Errol Parkway in Apopka. And once again, this information you can be able to find on our Facebook page. But if you know a veteran who would like to take advantage of that, it could save them a lot of money. So
and they can get a haircut, a cleaning, a T-shirt, and all the food they can handle. It's all free. If you have a veteran who doesn't have transportation, you might want to arrange for him to get out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. I think it's going to attract a lot of not only young veterans, but maybe some World War II veterans as well.
Whoever needs it, if you're a veteran, it will include the cleanings, extractions, and fillings.
So, all free.
All free, and that's going to be on November
Excellent.
The 9th.
I just wish I were a veteran.
Yeah, November the 9th, and once again, you'll be able to find more information on our Facebook page. So please do take advantage of celebrating and helping us commemorate Veterans Day. And if you can do it by coming out and joining us for the live remote broadcast on the 7th, we would appreciate it. In the meantime, you have until the 7th to get involved in our raffle drawing. If you go to our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and the Buffer Man, Matt Buff, is doing a great job on that website, man. It is awesome. People are starting to ask me, man, who's doing your website? That's the Buffer Man, Matt Buff. JJC Marketing Solutions. And right there on the homepage, you can register for our prize drawing, which includes a night with the American Adversaries. You'll be able to sit in on our Thursday evening contest night, help us judge a contest, then have dinner with us, you and your partner, at Cafe Positano afterwards. You'll also win a smart pillow from Relax and Comfort. Aubrey, you got a smart pillow, don't
you? Yes, I do.
Tell folks what that thing does.
What doesn't it do? You know, it communicates with your smartphone, because that's where you get all the results. So you start it up when you go to sleep. It measures how long it takes you to fall asleep. It measures your breathing, your heart rate, when you turn over at night. And you get a report in the morning. You can have a weekly and a monthly report as well. And you can also do this online, so that you can compare and compete with friends.
Okay. As to who's sleeping better?
Who's sleeping better, sleeping more, sleeping worse, you know.
Yeah. I don't need a smartphone to tell me I have a lousy night's sleep night.
If you've got something like sleep apnea, this will help you to monitor your sleep pattern.
And it's also intended to help you figure out why you're not sleeping as good as you might possibly.
Yeah, you have your smartphone and your smart pillow. Too much technology.
You know, I mean, Joe Turp, you know Joe.
Yeah.
He and I were having a competition on just who has the least amount of sleep. Not purposefully, but, mm-hmm. Just comparing notes.
And so?
I win hands down.
Figured as much.
2 weeks ago on Thursday, I got into bed at 5:30 after sending off the last report, and my alarm went off at 6:15.
So. Oh my goodness!
And they were up and out the door.
These are absolutely fascinating pillows. And once again, for people who have trouble sleeping or perhaps have trouble breathing or something like that, this pillow can help you out.
Because it gives you graphs. So you've got the analysis. It gives you the times and everything.
Plus, you can adjust the firmness.
Yes.
So it's a very comfortable pillow as well.
Oh, it's great.
How big is it?
The one in the prize is going to be the queen size.
Okay, so it comes in different sizes.
Correct. Yeah. But the prize package includes the queen size version. Okay. And you'll get and this will be ordered in your size, so it'll be custom fit, Creeps on a Mission t-shirt. And I happen to be wearing mine tonight. And these are great t-shirts. Very soft, 100% cotton, made in the USA. And the artwork on them is absolutely fabulous. And you'll also get a copy of License to Lie. Now, both of those are creations of Sidney Powell, and they are being provided by the great folks at Patriot Home Funding. And then you'll also get a $50 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a $20 gift card to Tijuana Flats. You'll get a wind mitigation inspection free from Aubrey Kahn, right? Tell them about that, Aubrey.
All right. Now, wind mitigation's an inspection to see how the roof is manufactured and attached to your home, whether you've got hurricane-proof windows, doors, shutters, etc.
And the whole purpose is to help them save what?
Save money.
There you go.
You get discounts on your homeowner's insurance premiums depending on the results. And the average homeowner saves between $250 and $450 a year for a period of 5 years. And then you need to have it done again.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. So that's our contest at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And once again, you have until November the 7th, and so please take advantage of that between now and then, registering for that prize drawing, that is. And then also, you hit you'll see all of our great sponsors' ads there, like Firm Foundation, like ASAP, like Sutherland Nissan. Click on any one of those ads, and it'll take you right to their website. And by the way, there's a lot of great deals going on right now at Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com. The great folks at Sutherland Nissan, U.S. Marine, and all his great folks will do a tremendous job of getting the best deal for you that they can possibly get on a brand-new Nissan, or perhaps pre-owned Nissan. And the best way to find out is head on out there at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. Tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to check out those great Titan trucks. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
From most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
That's right, folks. It's time to venture out into the Twilight Zone. We do that every Sunday here, and we do that with Kathy Santomassino and her Sunday's Odd Stories.
Well, if you can believe it, no one won the $1 billion lottery last night.
Woohoo!
However, if you didn't play, you still have time, because now it's at a record $1.7 billion. Dollars.
The highest ever, isn't it?
And yeah. I want Chris to buy my lottery ticket because he's the luckiest guy I know.
Yeah, he got you, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
Well, speaking of the lotto, a Maryland woman collected her second $50,000 lottery jackpot in just 3 months from tickets purchased from the same vending machine. The 58-year-old Chevy Chase woman told Maryland lottery officials she bought her winning ticket in secret last week because her daughter asked her to stop playing when she won $50,000 from a scratch-off ticket 3 months earlier. The woman said she ended up scratching off the entire Cash Craze double ticket when the scanner told her it was a $50,000 winner, her second in 3 months.
Mm.
It was the same store and the same vending machine, she said. When I scanned the ticket, I just couldn't believe it again. And who knew? I didn't know anything about vending lotto machines.
Oh, yeah.
Publix, they all have
them. Oh, really? Yeah. I don't buy lottery tickets.
Well, you know, I like the way Neil Bortz calls them. It's a tax on the stupid.
I tend to agree with you, Aubrey. Well, a Tennessee couple took on some unusual logistic challenges to pull off a surprising feat, visiting every U.S. Disney park in 24 hours. Heather and Clark Ensminger said they started their quest last Tuesday night at Disney Springs here in Orlando, and the next day managed to take in at least one attraction at each Disney park in Florida and California. The couple said they started Wednesday at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where they toured Toy Story Land, continued on to Epcot, and a ride on Spaceship Earth, met Mickey Mouse at the Magic Kingdom Park, and concluded their time at Disney World with lunch and a tour of the Animal Kingdom. The Ensmingers then boarded a plane to Los Angeles, where they rushed to Disney California Adventure Park and took a ride on Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. The couple finished the day at Disneyland Park. I'm getting tired just reading this.
Yep.
The couple said Clark Ensminger had planned the trip as a surprise for Heather, whose father died in October of 2017, just before a planned family trip to Disney World. Kind of bittersweet, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, interesting idea.
I bet they had the craziest jet lag, too.
Are they the first people to ever do that,
yes.
That you said?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. You would have thought maybe some other Disney aficionado would have already done it by now. Now, I'd like to see somebody do it by going to the Paris Disney. Isn't there the French Disney in Paris?
Yes.
And
the Paris?
The Paris Disney in France.
There you go.
And there's also one in China. The one in Tokyo.
No, it's Tokyo.
Tokyo, Japan. And Japan. But they're also, aren't they doing one in China now?
I don't know.
Doing something like that anyway. Yeah, all right. So now they're going to have to broaden their scope.
You know what? They are doing, they do have one in China. How do I know? I get dividend checks.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Well, last week, Canada legalized recreational marijuana. And one little girl is cashing in because of the new law. Alina Childs, a 9-year-old Canadian girl, quickly sold out of the cookies she was selling for the Girl Guides, which is like the Girl Scouts, by setting up shop outside a marijuana store in Edmonton, Alberta. Child set up her cookie station last Wednesday to take advantage of the foot traffic from the first day of legal cannabis sales across Canada. Sean Childs, Alina's father, said he saw it as both a business opportunity for his daughter and an opportunity to teach her about Canada's new marijuana rules.
Oh.
Alina started selling the cookies in her neighborhood, but business has been rather slow. And Sean is pleased that it took only 45 minutes to sell all the cookies. And it looks like this little girl needs to bake more cookies due to the high demand.
Is she adding marijuana to them?
See, either the people thought that that's what she was doing.
Exactly.
Or they had a severe case of the munchies.
Yes.
From smoking.
That's what I mean.
And I wonder what she called her cookies. Like, did she call it something like Crunchy Munchies?
Well, didn't you say that it was from the Canadian version of Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They probably are boxed.
They're already prepackaged.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Correct.
All right, so.
And from the Dirty Jobs file, we have this. Water system officials in a South Carolina city shared photos of the huge masses of flushable wipes divers removed from clogged sewers.
Mm-hmm.
The Charleston Water System said crews were sent into the sewers this week to remove clogs that turned out to be gigantic masses of flushable wipes that turned out not to be
so flushable
as advertised.
Flushable. They're not biodegradable.
Yeah, officials said it took 5 days to fully unclog the pumps at the Plum Island Wastewater Treatment Plant. In addition to the wipes, crews also found a baseball and a large piece of metal that somehow ended up flushed down some residents' toilets. The agency said only non-woven, biodegradable wipes should be flushed down the toilet. Then I propose that these manufacturers of these wipes put on there, do not flush.
Well, you know what? There's a gentleman in the Orlando area who has a septic system in his home, and he hasn't had it pumped in over 30 years. And
he must be doing something right.
And well, we found out why.
It's got a big hole in it, right?
No, he doesn't flush the toilet paper. He puts it in a basket and he burns it every night.
Oh, my goodness.
Bummer, right?
It keeps the mosquitoes away.
And think of the money he's saving on septic services. The guy's saving a bundle.
Well, you know, you need to get it pumped every 3 to 5 years under most circumstances. But, yep.
He needs to go on that reality show, Chief
Skates. I don't think so, because I don't want to see a video of that. Thank you.
Okay, well, from flushable wipes to space junk, a piece of space junk that crashed down on a California walnut orchard has been identified as a fuel tank from a satellite. The Kings County Sheriff's Office said the owner of the orchard in Hanford found the large metal object last Saturday morning, and investigators reached out to Vandenberg Air Force Base in Santa Barbara County. The Air Force Base did some research into the object and determined it was likely a fuel tank from a communications satellite owned by a mobile satellite communications company, Iridium. The satellite was launched into space in either late 1997 or early 1998. Iridium, which took custody of the fuel tank, said it was the first piece recovered from one of the company's satellites after reentering the atmosphere.
Never know what might fall on your
head. You never know.
It's better than blue ice.
And by the way, the Air Force tracks space debris.
Space junk, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have to because of the space station.
That's right.
Right. And they can track it down to a pretty small size, like about a marble or something like that.
Well, think about how accurate our satellites are. We have GPS where we can get traffic directions.
Yeah, tell us about that.
All right.
That's another story for another day.
Okay.
Ask Chris about what happened last night, but you can do it after Sunday's odd story, because that's an odd story unto itself, Chris.
Indeed.
Well, an Oregon family is offering a $6.27 reward for the return of a 50-pound nose sculpture stolen from the front porch of their home.
Nose sculpture.
The Albert family said the 2-foot-tall sculpture, which they rescued from being thrown in the trash after a photo shoot, has been a fixture on their Portland front porch since last Halloween, but someone stole it last Sunday night. The family is putting up posters asking for the return of their beloved sculpture. The Sayre brothers, 11 and 7, are offering a $6.27 reward for the nose's safe return. They said they had wanted to offer a $2,000 reward, but their mother vetted the idea. I think the mother doesn't want the nose back personally.
Evidently not.
And who said nosy neighbors?
It's a major award.
Yeah. And who said nosy neighbors aren't good neighbors?
Nosy neighbors. Ay.
Well, animal rescuers in Virginia are trying to find homes for 50 baby turtles seized from an attempted illegal seller in a Burger King parking lot. Richmond Animal Care and Animal Control said the 50 baby red-eared slider turtles were seized from a person attempting to sell the reptiles in a Burger King parking lot of all places. Literally, we can't make this stuff up, the agency said in a Facebook post. RACC said the turtles are now available for adoption without a fee, as city codes do not allow turtles to be sold while this little. The adopters must sign a waiver outlining an agreement to never release these turtles into the wild because their species tend to take over any wetlands they occupy. So if you're looking for some turtle pets, I've got just the ones for you, Chris.
All right. Okay, in the meantime, we have to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, Kathy's got some more odd stories for us. And we'll wrap up tonight's business. But don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Abe Katzman will be in on the show. We're talking about Khashoggi and other things happening in the Middle East. And also, John Barros is due to stop by. So Abe and JB tomorrow night on the American Adversaries Radio Show. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, the debate. The gubernatorial debate at 8. That's the Florida gubernatorial debate on CNN. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hey. That's right. It's time once again for to go out for us to go out to the Twilight Zone, down to the Twilight Zone. All right, you got the American Adversaries here live on a Sunday evening. And don't forget, we're here until 8 o'clock. Then Armed American Radio with Mark Walters follows us up on these stations. But tonight at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, it's a one-hour debate, Ron DeSantis versus Andrew Gillum on CNN. All right, I'm Christopher Hart, along with Aubrey Kahn and Kathy Santomassino and her odd stories.
Well, this week's Guinness World Record goes to a Connecticut manufacturing company that broke a Guinness World Record by creating an advertisement smaller than the width of a human hair.
Who's going to ever see it?
I know. ASML announced it broke the record for the world's smallest advertisement by creating an ad that measures 22.37 micrometers by 7.76 micrometers and sports a surface area of 28 micrometers. An average human hair measures about 75 micrometers wide. The ad reads, "To truly go small, you have to think big. Hashtag smallest of ASML." The ad broke the previous record for smallest advertisement, a 735 micrometer advertisement printed on a sesame seed by fast food chain Arby's back in June.
Ah.
Isn't that amazing? I don't know how they do that. That is totally...
What's amazing is that they actually pay somebody to do that.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're in the wrong business, Aubrey.
Well,
I can't print that small.
I can't see anything smaller than, well, you know, Chris, my vision. If I'm in front of my computer and I have my reading glasses and my magnifying glass, I'm okay. But take away my magnifying glass, and I'm legally blind.
I hear you.
Well, firefighters in Houston shared photos from the rescue of a pony that apparently fell into a storm drain in the southwest part of the city.
A pony.
The Houston Fire Department said firefighters responded Wednesday to the drainage ditch where Houston police officer Ronald Prince spotted a trapped pony while investigating an abandoned vehicle. "I walked over and I peeped inside the storm drain. What I thought I saw was a dog, but I realized once I took a closer look that it was actually a miniature horse," Prince told a local TV station. The fire department tweeted photos from the rescue, which involved using chainsaws to cut through concrete and a harness to hoist the small equine. The pony, which was not seriously injured, was taken to the Bark Animal Shelter while authorities attempt to identify its owner. Isn't that...
Now, wait just a minute.
Amazing.
Just a minute here, because a pony is different from a miniature horse.
Yes. Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A miniature horse is smaller than a pony, actually.
Yes, it is.
So we don't really yet know whether
this was
a pony or a miniature horse.
And it was probably covered with debris. And usually...
It might have been covered with some of those wipes you were talking about.
And many horses are actually... They're the exact scale of an adult horse.
Right, which is why
it's
they're
amazing.
Which is why they're different from a pony.
Different than a pony,
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, multiple cars were damaged when a truck lost its load of almost 22,000 metal grinding balls, which then rolled down a steep Seattle hill. Are you getting a visual of this?
Don't want to.
You think I-4 driving is risky? Well, witnesses said the truck was going up the steep incline of Southwest Genesee Street about 4:30 p.m. last Wednesday when the back of the vehicle came open and the 2-pound metal grinding balls, which are used to grind down stones, fell out of the trailer and started rolling down the hill. Robert Duffy captured video at the scene of the balls rolling down the street and crashing into cars. Police said at least 6 cars were damaged by the balls, but luckily no injuries were reported. The driver of the truck, which had been destined for Salt Lake City, said he made a wrong turn and ended up on the steep road. And Herman was cited for failing to secure his load of balls.
That would be tantamount to a bunch of bowling balls.
Yes,
yeah.
2
coming
pounds.
Coming down the street at
2
you.
2 pounds.
Except with the rough edges, I guess, instead of smooth surface, I say.
Right,
say.
Well, yeah. But only 2 pounds.
What a
like
nightmare.
15 or 16 pounds like a bowling ball.
Can you imagine driving and seeing these balls coming right at you?
I don't know. Have you seen Florida drivers?
Yeah, it's scary.
It's probably safer to have the balls coming at you sometimes.
Well,
I was almost driven off I-4 this afternoon.
Is that right?
It's
get some nuts out there.
The eyesore I-4. He's back. Do you know who I'm talking about, Chris?
Joe Biden?
No.
He's, by the way, Biden's coming to Florida. He'll be in Tampa and I think Jacksonville tomorrow and then Orlando on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think his last campaign rally, which was in another state, had a total of 173 people. Joe Biden, come on down.
With a Biden rally, you don't have to worry about getting there early.
Well, an estimated 15-foot alligator that became a viral star at a Florida golf course has resurfaced to the surprise of a group of golfers. The massive gator, known as Chubbs, was spotted by Sage Strickney and a group of friends golfing at the Buffalo Creek Golf Course in Palmetto. Chubbs, estimated to be about 15 feet long, became a viral sensation when it was first caught on video back in 2016. The last confirmed sighting of Chubbs before this week was back in February when a groundskeeper took video of the gator going for a leisurely stroll. Chubbs got his name from a contest sponsored by the Buffalo Creek Golf Course to help name the monster reptile. The winning name was chosen after a character from the movie Happy Gilmore, who lost his hand to an alligator.
Oh.
The largest alligator recorded in Florida was a mere 14 feet, 3.5 inches long, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Pretty amazing.
That's not an alligator. That's a dinosaur.
Yes, sir.
That's huge.
Well, as you know, Halloween is approaching, and scuba divers in the Florida Keys took their Halloween spirit 30 feet below the surface for an underwater pumpkin carving contest. The contest, organized by the Emeray Dive Resort, saw the divers going 30 feet below the surface at the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary to carve sub-aquatic jack-o'-lanterns. Participants said the task was complicated by the fact that their buoyant pumpkins kept trying to float away mid-carve. Brothers Sebastian and Gabriel Gimeno, ages 16 and 14, were declared the winners with their pumpkin carving, which portrayed a dolphin and a half moon. The Gimeno brothers were awarded a return dive trip with Emeray Dive Resort.
Yeah, but what'd they do with the goo that they pull out of the inside of it? They just let it float away?
I guess it just went to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, a bunch of polluters.
Well, customs officials at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport said a canine beagle sniffed out a roasted pig head in a traveler's luggage. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said Hardy, a CBP agriculture detector and member of the agency's Beagle Brigade, alerted officials to the presence of the pig head in the checked baggage of a traveler arriving from Ecuador. The nearly 2-pound pig head was destroyed by authorities. Customs said
they ate it.
Pork products are banned from being transported to the United States from other continents, as they could carry animal diseases, including foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever, and swine vesicular disease. Can you imagine opening up a piece of luggage to find a pig head?
Well, you said it was roasted, though, right?
Yeah, but it was a pig head.
Yeah, but
it looked like a pig.
But if it was roasted, those disease would have been cooked out of it, right?
Right.
And if anything, it might have had some salmonella.
It's against the law.
Must have been pretty weird, though.
You know what? It was some pig-headed fool that put that in their luggage, too.
That's why we need legal immigration. Yeah. Wildlife officials in Virginia removed a very rare Italian honeybee colony without a hive from the grounds of a church. Have you ever heard of this? Virginia Wildlife Management Control said a man doing work outside the Victory Tabernacle Church of God discovered the colony swarming around their honeycombs, which were not inside a hive. The agency said it is very rare to find a bee colony in such a state. I've never seen anything like it, and I've been in this business 39 years, Richard Perry of Virginia Wildlife Management Control told a local newspaper. The colony was relocated to a hive box where officials said it will be monitored over the winter and eventually released back onto the church property. Well, Google Maps isn't just for directions anymore. It can also end your marriage. According to Australian outlet news.com.au, a man caught his wife cheating while searching for a location on Google Maps Street View.
Hello.
He was using the app to decide on a tourist destination to take his wife on a vacation and stumbled upon a woman in an outfit he recognized. Well, while navigating down the Bridge of Sighs in Barranco, Peru, he saw the woman was sitting on a bench with a man reclining with his head in her lap. Both of their faces are blurred, as is customary when Google Street View cameras capture a person. While the view only shows a still image, the woman appears to be stroking his hair. The man quickly realized it was his wife, based on the clothing and other physical characteristics. Although the photo was taken back in 2013, the man at the center of the story still chose to confront her. The missus admitted to cheating, according to Peruvian paper La Cronica, and the couple recently divorced. Now, Google Street View, which uses multi-lens cameras mounted on top of cars to capture every perspective of a mapped street, was created in 2007 and launched in 5 U.S. cities. It's now available to view roads in 80 countries. So if you're going to cheat, stay off the city streets. And that's SOS News for Sunday, October 21st.
You never know who might be watching.
Not always Big Daddy.
That's right. I've seen those Google vans come around, and they just whip right by. I mean, it's fast. I mean, they don't. It's not like they stop at every house.
No privacy anymore.
No siree. No siree. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. And then you got 3 hours of Mark Walters and the Armed American Radio Show. And don't forget the gubernatorial debate on CNN at 8. We'll be right back.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We'll be right back.
maybe we ought to play that more regularly around here to soothe the savage souls of all the political people who are uptight. All right, welcome back to the show. You know, and our caller suggested that. You know, I've got the caravan on the way. All right. By the way, you know, I had a little odd story for you. You know, we oftentimes hear these stories about voter fraud and how dead people end up voting. You know, we hear this all the time, right? Well, did you hear about living people voting for dead people? It does happen now and then in politics where a candidate will die during the campaign and it's too late to change the ballots and people will go ahead and vote for that individual anyway. And oftentimes, or at least sometimes, they actually get elected. And it appears as though it's going to happen again here in a couple of weeks. Did you hear about the owner of the Bunny Ranch in Nevada? Who died a few days ago, and they found him dead at the ranch. Cause yet unknown. You can use your own imagination, I suppose, but cause yet unknown. He was running for a statewide legislative seat, and he was projected to win. Is a highly conservative district. He's a Republican, and
at the Bunny Ranch. Yeah,
and he's still going to be the name's still going to be on the ballot.
Sometimes they have to print it already.
And it appears as though he's on the way to being elected. Now, of course, he will not be able to serve, at least not effectively.
Well, you know, there's a lot of brain dead Democrats.
I was going to say maybe he'd be able to serve more effectively than some people, but. What it will do is, if he does win, obviously, is it will trigger the system that they have, the recourse they have when someone dies while they're in office. So it may call for another quick special election or whatever their system is in Nevada. But it'll be interesting to see that. Just be one of the interesting stories that will, may or may not develop on election night.
You know, it could be quite close when you think about it. It's a dead guy running against a brain dead guy, so you know.
it's half of six of one, half dozen the other.
Right? Except one's still breathing and collects a paycheck.
All right, so we will be here doing election night coverage on obviously November the 6th, and we would like it to be a very fun election night, like it was on election night in 2016, not like it was in 2012, but. The race once again is it's got a national focus, especially here in Florida, and we would love to have Mike Miller win his election against Stephanie Murphy.
Yes,
this is a doable thing. It's up to us, ladies and gentlemen. He's done everything he can to win this race, and it's up to us to support him with our vote. Early voting starts tomorrow, and once again, please get out and support Mike Miller. If you're in his district, vote for him and try to convince other people to vote for him. If you're not in his district, try to convince people who are to vote for him if they're wavering.
And vote for DeSantis.
DeSantis, Rick Scott. Right down the line, vote Republican. Once again, I've put my recommendations. These are not the American adversaries' recommendations. These are my recommendations about the amendments. Some of the adversaries agree with me, some may not. But my recommendation on the amendments is no, straight down the line, all of them. We are also posting up, if I haven't already, I'll get Matt Buff tomorrow to post up the Republican Party recommendations on the amendments, and there are about half of them that they're recommending you vote yes for, okay? That's their recommendation. I'll leave it up to you, but I'm going to be voting no on all of them. And the judges were relying on Florida Family and John Stemberger to have done the evaluation of the judges, and we have that on our website as it is now. All right. And the other races. By the way, we've gotten several requests about why isn't the Orange County mayor's race on the ballot. It's because the Orange County mayor's race was decided in August in the primary. Jerry Demings is going to be the new mayor of Orange County. He has been already elected. That race is over. Same thing with the school board chair
in Orange County. That's going to be Teresa Jacobs. Each of them has just simply changed their jobs. They're still going to be prominent figures in Orange County politics.
And that way they can get an additional...
They can be double dippers, or in Jerry's case, I believe he'll be a triple dipper.
Right.
That's right. All right. But those, once again, those races are already decided. All right. But early voting starting tomorrow. Please get out there. Vote for Mike Miller. Vote for Rick Scott. Vote for Ron DeSantis, and get others to do so as well. And all the other Republicans, like Ashley Moody, for instance, for state attorney general, and the fellow running for CEO, all of these Republicans should be the focus of your vote. All right? We're going to leave you now with Celebrate America, because our elections and how we do our elections is how we celebrate America. That's one of the ways, anyway. So this is a great tune. It's by Lloyd Marcus. You can get it at his website, lloydmarcus.com. It's from his great CD called God, Country, and Love. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Times are hard. We've got to stick together. Hold on to the things that are real. 'Cause we've survived through every kind of weather. And the love in our hearts, no one can steal. We live. For which many brave have fought and died. So let's celebrate the values that money can't buy. Let's celebrate America. Let's celebrate our families. Let's celebrate our home. Let's celebrate the things that make us whole. Americans never yield. We always strive to make things a little better. It's part of the heritage we feel. And though we come from many different nations, our colors are red, white, and so let's celebrate the values that money can't buy. Let's celebrate America. Let's celebrate our families. Let's celebrate our home. Let's celebrate the things that make us whole. Let's celebrate.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 8 o'clock.